Hello, once more, I'm Adam Ružička. As Bernard said, I work in Red Hat, but I'll get to that in a little bit later. And for the next 50-ish minutes, I'll be talking about Foreman, Puppet, and containers. Foreman and Puppet will be the primary. I will talk about containers briefly, but it's more like the moving force that set everything else into motion. So we'll start talking about myself for a moment to give you some sort of an idea where I'm coming from. We'll take a look at history because it wouldn't be a birthday party talk if we didn't look at Foreman's history, right? We'll look at the current integration between Foreman and Puppet. We'll talk about the plans for containerizing Foreman, and then we'll come back to the Foreman Puppet integration because the containerization will actually break stuff. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the things which will break. We'll talk about the things which will continue working and how I would like to fix those things which would get broken. A little word before we get to the actual content. I'll be saying Puppet a lot. And for the purpose of this talk, when I say Puppet, I mean anything Puppet-like. I'll be saying Puppet for essentially everything. When I need to explicitly say Perforce Puppet or OpenVox, I'll do that. But for other intents and purposes, Puppet is anything Puppet-like. So a little bit about me. I'm Aruzicka on most platforms. That is my email, aruzicka@redhat.com, Matrix, all those things. I used to have this on IRC. The only exception is GitHub because someone actually beat me to the short variant, so I'm using my full name. And that was a big mistake. It gets really tedious to type all that every now and then. I've been working on Foreman for the last 12 years. That's when I joined Red Hat as an intern. And over the years, I'm mostly focused on remote execution and the tasking system that Foreman has. But I'm also interested in the more like sysadmin-y side of things, which is why I get to be here, I guess. Okay, history. This is a Foreman birthday party. So we have to mention that one commit which started it all. So here we go on one summer July morning in the year 2009. Ohad Levy created an empty Rails project. That was the first commit in the entire history of Foreman. On Friday of the same week, first Puppet-y things started appearing in the code base. So I'm not sure how many of you know this, but Foreman originally started as a dashboard for Puppet. So that's where we're sort of coming from. 1.0 was released again in July, but three years later in 2012. And all that time, Puppet was a core part of Foreman. Now, fast forward to 2020, the whole ecosystem sort of changed. And I don't mean just Foreman ecosystem, but the entire industry, right? There were trends which sort of started changing, and Puppet suddenly wasn't the main thing that people wanted from Foreman, I guess. So Puppet was extracted to a separate plugin. Now this started in September 2020. It went on all the way to 2021 to October. Majority of that went out with Foreman 3.0, with some leftovers being removed one minor release later. But needless to say, if you install vanilla Foreman, you still get the Puppet plugin enabled by default. That's not the case if you do Catello, if you enable Catello, or if you deploy Foreman with Catello, then you don't get the Puppet plugin enabled out of the box, but you can still enable it if it's something that you want or need. Now, then this thing happened. In November 2024, perforce made the our plans for open source Puppet in 2025 blog post slash announcement. And I don't want to get all political, but I guess it made many people unhappy. Let's put it like that. On our end, there was a community post on our community forum from About Call reacting to this. And from then, things sort of started snowballing, and we slowly started switching over to OpenVox. In September 2025, we merged APR, which extends the registration templates to support OpenVox, but that is only if you have Catello. There's still OpenPR to enable the same thing with like Catello-less vanilla Foreman. It's open since January of this year. We are aware of that. Sorry. Yeah, I know. In November 2025, we actually switched to OpenVox agent as a dependency for the installer, because for those who don't know, Foreman has an installer which uses Puppet under the hood. It's somewhat bends Puppet in sort of unexpected ways, I would say. No? It's fine? Okay. It's fine. Good. So we just switched that. So since November 2025, you're actually installing your Foreman using OpenVox and not Perforce Puppet, I guess. In April 2026, our documentation started switching from mentioning Perforce Puppet to mentioning OpenVox directly. And funnily enough, I said that in November 2025, we switched to OpenVox for the installer, but only for RPMs, like for Enterprise Linux. If you are deploying Foreman on Debian, that actually landed in May 2026. So there was this gap where one was deployed with OpenVox and the other one with Puppet. Guess it was a matter of resources. Now, we're getting to the present day. This is sort of happening right now. Containers are a big thing in the industry. It's been for a while. And with Foreman, we are trying to get there. There is one release, 3.19, the latest one, which went out last month, which is actually officially fully supported in containers. I say fully supported, but there's sort of a limit to what you get when you install Foreman in containers, because the effort is still ongoing. There are still things being added. Some things you can already get, some things are still getting there. So from the top of my head, right now you can deploy Foreman in containers with Catello and remote execution. But for example, if you're using OpenSCAP, that's not there. If you're using Ansible, that's not there. It's on the roadmap, it's being added, but it's a lot of work. So that was the history shtick. I will now talk a little bit about the current Foreman and Puppet integration to give you an idea what are the integration points, I guess. There are actually four things which I would consider a part of this integration. The first one is receiving reports. When Puppet agent runs on the client, it uploads the reports to the Puppet server. Puppet server forwards that to Foreman. You can then use Foreman as a UI to view those reports. It was mentioned here earlier today, The other thing is facts and ENC, which it's true, it's being done in two requests, where one pushes the facts, and then the other one actually gets the ENC. You can also use, because you can use Foreman as an ENC, you have to have a way how you can assign classes to hosts in Foreman. To be able to do that, Foreman needs to know which classes are available or are known. So that's the first thing. And the last one is setting up entries for auto-signing during provisioning, because a large part of what Foreman does is actually provisioning. And you want your hosts to be sort of enrolled in Puppet during that provisioning. You don't want to have to go and do any manual steps after the provisioning is done, just to get the whole thing to work. So here it is on a tiny little image. So the simplest one is the one about classes. Maybe for the non-Foreman part of the room, Foreman is the main thing that you deploy, but it also has a concept of called Foreman proxy, which is sort of a proxy for things which don't have their own API. But Foreman can delegate certain functionalities to the proxy, and the proxy can even be deployed in a remote locations. In the end, it means you can stick a Foreman proxy into a data center on the other side of the world, and you don't need the machines in that data center to have direct visibility to Foreman. The proxy will handle that. So when you want to assign classes, Foreman has to know which classes are available. So for that, Foreman talks to the Foreman proxy, and Foreman proxy then talks to Puppet server. It goes through the proxy, it honors the delegation model. You can stuff your Foreman proxy and your Puppet server anywhere, and it will just continue to work, which is great. What is not so ideal are the other things. Puppet server in several occasions talks to Foreman itself. It uploads facts, it gets the ENC, it uploads reports, but Puppet server talks directly to Foreman, thus breaking this whole isolation delegation thing, which I guess works fine if you deploy all of that in one place, but it's somewhat limiting. And once we get to containers, it might be even more limiting. The last part is the auto-signing, and currently it's done in a slightly funny way, where during the provisioning setup, Foreman talks to the smart proxy, or the Foreman proxy, and the Foreman proxy writes an entry for that host into an auto-sign file. And then when the host gets provisioned and sends the CSR to the Puppet server actually reads this same file, and if it's fine the host's entry, it will sign the cert. I mean, it works, but probably not ideal approach, right? When you deploy Foreman, currently before containers, you will most likely use the current Puppet-based installer, which you will run, and it will deploy everything. It will deploy Foreman, it will deploy Foreman proxy, it will deploy the Puppet server. Because it's just a single process on a single machine, all of those things will be there on that machine. Hence, we get the co-location guarantees, and we can do the shared file for auto-signing stuff and all that. Puppet-based installer deploys everything, deploys it on the same machine. To talk about the individual pieces, or mostly just recap what I said when describing the image. So for reports, Puppet agents send the reports to Puppet server actually does some sort of a pre-processing on them. It takes the reports and changes their shape into something that Foreman expects, and then takes that and sends that to Foreman directly. This mangling or reshaping, or however you want to call it, is done using a script that we provide through a Puppet Server Foreman Puppet module, which is something that the installer will invoke. For ENC and facts, again, Puppet Master talks to Foreman directly, bypassing the smart proxy. It uses a node.rb script that we again deploy using the Puppet Server Foreman Puppet module. Querying classes is the, and I already said that, it's the one that is actually nice. It works the way it should. Foreman talks to the Foreman proxy, the proxy talks to Puppet Server, and everyone is happy. For provisioning, Foreman talks to proxy, proxy writes to a file, Puppet Server reads the same file, which again heavily relies on collocation. If you were to split those two, you can't really share the file unless you pull in something like some sort of a network file system, which is probably more trouble than it's worth for this use case. Now, containers. From what I've seen, it sort of depends who I talk with, but when I say containers, there are people who have no idea what I'm talking about, which I guess isn't a problem in this room. There are people who get the idea of like original Docker images, like Docker run something. There are people who take the leap and think straight Kubernetes, OpenShift, all those big things. When containerizing Foreman, we're actually taking some sort of an approach in the middle. Of course, we're building OCI images. We're publishing them to quay.io/foreman. You can pull them from there. You can run them. You could, in theory, do the Docker run thing with them, but you would have to do a lot of things yourself. What we instead chose is to deploy those containers as Podman containers using systemd quadlet. Could I get a raise of hands who actually knows what quadlet is? Okay, a third, give or take. Solid, cool. So for the rest of the room, Podman carries a systemd generator where you describe containers using the systemd unit file syntax. It looks like an ini file, but it's a little bit more strict, I would say. So you write those descriptions, and then the generator runs and turns those descriptions into native systemd units, which you can then manage as any other service on the machine. The good thing that comes out of this for us is that if any of you were used to managing Foreman the old way, most of the things will continue working. I mean, if you wanted to restart one of the Dynflow workers, you would do a systemctl restart Dynflow the sidekick at and the instance identifier. With containers, you do exactly the same thing because, again, it's deeply integrated with systemd. Systemd treats those containers as any other services, so the things you're used to will mostly continue to work. We will deploy Foreman and the Dynflow workers. For those, we will be using a single image, but spawn many containers from that one single image. Of course, you will then get all those other things that you usually get. You would get the Foreman proxy, you would get Postgres, Redis, if you have Catello, you would get candlepin and pulp. All of that would be containerized. So right now, you're looking at around 10 containers for Foreman with Catello. Now, it would be difficult to manage that by hand, so there will be a new installer. For a while, we considered bending the current Puppet-based installer to do this, but in the end decided against it. So there will be a new installer called ForemanCTL. The ideal flow with that new installer will be that you will do a podman pull to preload the images. In theory, you don't have to do that, but then the actual installation run will take longer. But you can do this in advance, and then you won't have to just sit and watch it pull the image for you. You will do DNF install ForemanCTL. It will be packaged as a traditional RPM package, which you will install, and then you'll be able to run it, and you'll just invoke it. Under the hood, it's built on top of Ansible. Just as the old installer did, it will handle both the initial deployment as well as modifications to existing deployments. So if you rerun it, you can use it to reconfigure what you already have. Same as the old installer, it stores arguments in an answer file, so you don't have to remember all the exact arguments that you passed to it the last time you invoked it, and it will remember for you. As of today, the containers are rootful. So they're spawned by systemd, they're spawned as root. Currently they're deployed with host networking. There is an issue opened to look into that. I think there's even a proof of concept to tighten that down a little bit, but for the time being, that's it. What's slightly unfortunate is that there is still Apache on the host itself installed from packages. It's not a container, acting as a reverse proxy to all the services. That could probably change in the future, but as of today, this is what it is. For persistence, we bind mount directories from the host inside the containers. So for example, if you have Catello, you have pulp, and for pulp, we take the whole varlib pulp and just mount it inside. Podman secrets are used for, storing secrets, as well as certain configuration files. So for example, in the package-based deployment, you had /etc/foreman/proxy/settings.yaml. This is now just generated by the installer and turned into a secret. The secret is then mounted as a file into the right location, but you can't really go in and edit the file by hand anymore. As far as the deployment goes, Foreman and Foreman proxy is deployed by ForemanCTL. Puppet server currently is not. And here I'm sort of getting into the proposal stage of my talk. And that is, there will be changes that we will need to make actually the integration between Foreman and Puppet work. Now, in the past, we've had users asking for, I already have my Puppet server. How do I join them together? And the answer was, you roll up your sleeves and you do it yourself, mostly. So what I would like to propose is that we moved to a bring your own Puppet model, where the Puppet server would be deployed by the user themselves. Foreman and proxy are currently deployed as containers. Puppet server could possibly be deployed as a container too. Just a moment ago, we had a talk about how to run a Puppet server inside Kubernetes using an operator. That's a prime example. We definitely wouldn't want our Foreman installer to meddle with that. That sounds like a lot of headache. So earlier I mentioned the integration points that are there, and that some of the assumptions that we are making may no longer hold when we move to containers. First is that in the old way, or using the Puppet-based installer, Foreman and Puppet are using certificates signed by the same CA. So the trust is established at that level. This may no longer hold. If you deploy your Foreman separately and your Puppet server separately, unless you do something extra to establish this trust, they just won't trust each other. Another problem was that we relied on direct visibility between Puppet server and Foreman because they were deployed on the same box. So the visibility was there, so why not use it? This may no longer hold. Currently, the installer deploys on all the containers on the same machine, but that may change in the future. We may decide that it doesn't make sense anymore and that it's completely valid to just split it all out between different machines. And what would we do then? Another problem is the thing with the auto-signing with the file and with us relying on the collocation of the Foreman proxy and the Puppet server. And for some of the extensions that we had to make actually the two to talk to each other, we used Puppet modules as a delivery mechanism for actually extending the Puppet server, which could work, but it could also get somewhat clunky if people started deploying Puppet server in containers. I mean, we have many bright people in here. I fully trust that someone could come up with a brilliant idea to save the day. But maybe we could take a step back and rethink the whole thing. So this is the same image that I showed you before, with the broken lines actually removed. And this is what we would be left with. We would have Foreman, it would be able to talk to the Foreman proxy, proxy would be able to write into a file. Nothing else would be able to read that file. That's broken. Foreman proxy wouldn't be able to talk to the Puppet server because of the certificates. May not. We would lose this direct visibility that we had here before. And even if we had it, we could again be running into the certificate issue. So what we would get right now would be pretty broken. So I alluded to this earlier. What I would like to eventually happen is to get to something like this. There's no direct connection from the Puppet server to Foreman. Everything goes through the Foreman proxy in both directions. So for classes, that stays the same. That just works. That's great. For auto-signing, instead of relying on that shared file, we could use token whitelisting, which is sort of there, but not really used. So that would be relatively cheap to do. So Foreman would talk to Foreman proxy. It would add the host being provisioned to some sort of a list. And when Puppet server received the certificate signing request, it would talk to the proxy and proxy would tell it yes or no. It's a little bit dumbed down, but that's the general idea. For facts, ENC and reports, Puppet server would talk to the proxy. Proxy would talk to Foreman. So the flow for reports would be that it goes from the agent to the Puppet server to the proxy to Foreman. What I would also like to see, because if you recall, I mentioned there's some sort of mangling or reshaping going on of the reports. What I would like to have is a Puppet server-like API on the Foreman proxy itself. So then we wouldn't have to reshape or mangle, or how you want to call it, the reports in the Puppet server. You would just take them and send them. And then it would be up to us to deal with that somehow. Form and proxy would then take the Puppet native report, transform it in whichever way we see fit, and pass it along to Forman. So that's what I would like to see happening on quote unquote our end, like Forman end. For ENC and facts, Puppet server would talk to the proxy would talk to Forman. For querying classes, I said that this already twice, I think. We're already there, this just works, we don't need to think about it. For provisioning, I would like to switch to the token whitelisting, which is already there in the smart proxy. Forman talks to the proxy, Puppet server talks to the proxy, everyone is happy. For certificates, and this is where it gets a little bit iffy, is I would like to make Forman proxy run with dual certificates. It would be listening on two ports. One would be like the Forman native. The other one would be like the Puppet side. So Forman would talk to one of the ports, Puppet would talk to the other port. It would still be the same process under the hood. So this way you would just point your proxy to two sets of certificates, and that would hopefully solve the whole dilemma. For delivery, I would like to abandon the idea of the Puppet module that we currently have. And I would like to make two things. One would be to simplify what Puppet server needs to do integrate with Forman in general. Like, we're shipping a lot of stuff in the module that shouldn't really be necessary. The reshaping of the reports is one thing, but if we could do that in a simpler way, then that would be great. So I already mentioned having the Puppet-like API on the smart proxy. That would be a start. And then instead of shipping various extensions like the Node-RB script, the ENC-RB script, I would like to implement the rest directly in OpenBox server. Now, I know I haven't really talked about this with anyone from the OpenBox community before, so I'm sort of risking that you'll just boo me out of the stage. But seeing your faces, it doesn't seem that bad. So for ENC, facts, and token whitelisting, I believe it should be possible to use the Indirector framework. For reports, if we remove the need for reshaping them, we should be able to use the built-in HTTP report processor and just aim it at the smart proxy. This, if you recall the simplified image, this should cover it completely. Now, there are some tricky things about this, there are some implementation details, but what I have to say is that if we went ahead and implemented this directly in the OpenBox server, it would most likely be considered a new feature, meaning it would land in OpenBox server 10, maybe 11, maybe later. Nah? We'd be fast? Okay, good. Okay, that's reassuring. What I wanted to say is that people who are on, let's say, 8 would be left on their own for a while until they would be able to upgrade. Which isn't ideal, but for that I would probably like the community consensus if that's something that we could live with. I'm slowly getting to the end. So I know we had lunch just before, so if anyone took a little nap during the talk, here's the too long didn't listen. So from where I stand, the Puppet integration relies heavily on things which may no longer be possible once Foreman moves to containers. And I'm proposing the following changes. I'm proposing to move from the Foreman installer deploys Puppet server to bring your own Puppet. I'm also suggesting to route all communication between Puppet server and Foreman through the Foreman proxy. I want to make the integration easier by implementing some things on our end and the rest in OpenBox server directly. Ideally, I'd like to get into a state where you just tell your Foreman proxy that there are the two sets of certs and Puppet server is on that URL. To your Puppet server, you would tell Foreman is there. And that's really the goal where I would like to get, or the place where I would like to get. With that, I'll turn over to questions and answers, because I guess there will be some. One, two, good.
So I know Tim is very enthusiastic about implementing new features in OpenBox server, but not having analyzed the actual request, my initial reaction is that we're constrained by closure knowledge in terms of implementing new API endpoints. So that would be just one comment.
Okay, that's completely fair. First, with this talk, I wanted to sort of gauge the temperature in the room. Since it seems favorable.
General reaction.
Relatively favorable, okay. I would like to put together a sort of a more official proposal and post it both on the Foreman community forum as well as some OpenBox location which is yet unknown to me. And I would hope that you would help me with that.
Mailing list.
Mailing list, excellent. Can work with that. As far as the implementation itself goes, I didn't really expect that I would say, okay, this is my plan, please implement it for me.
Be back and forth.
So yeah. I guess we could work on that somehow. Thank you.
Okay.
Second question?
Two questions, actually.
Two questions, okay.
First one, if I understood correctly, if I install Foreman now, it already ships with OpenBox server, right? Using classical Foreman installer, you know, legacy way, does it install Perforce Puppet server or OpenBox server?
We're in the process of switching. I'm not exactly sure where we are right now, but I think it's OpenBox already. Yeah. In Nightly Shirley, I'm not sure if in 3.19.
Yes.
Also.
Okay. There will be instructions on how to convert an existing Foreman installation from Puppet server to OpenBox server.
No migration.
Okay.
I think you're on your own on that.
Okay.
Reinstall will be okay.
Speaking of migration, when all of this for container migration will be ready, will there be a path to migrate an existing Foreman or Catello setup done with packages the classical way to a container one, or are we supposed to register against all the host loads, the old reports, etc.? Because that might be a big blocker.
Right. So, there should definitely be some sort of a migration path. I can't really speak to how it actually will look like. I know we considered several options. One of them was that you do a backup, you stand the new one up, you do restore on the other end, switch DNS, and you carry on.
I mean, that's a path.
That's a path, yeah. Whether it will be this way, I can't promise that, because we are still...
Okay, you don't know how will it work, but there should be a way
there should
to
be,
migrate
we
somehow.
Can just leave people dead in the water.
Okay. Do you have an more or less an idea of a timeline of when could this happen to have all the features working in containers so that packages will stop existing?
I know. All plugins? I mean, I like to say that if something makes sense, there is probably a Foreman plugin for it. I mean, there are hundreds of them, I guess. Some are just like community maintained, but there are many. But for the stable set, a year maybe, but that's just my guesstimate.
Okay. Thank you.
We identified this bring your own puppet already as a business use case some time ago. We have plugin which partly or some of these problems solves. It's called the request forwarder, which basically provides an API for sending the reports. It's lacking some of the things that are required, but I think that might be a good starting point there. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
I know it exists. I must admit I haven't really read the code.
Yeah,
there is but I know it's there and it could be used as a starting point. But
we have an open discussion and documentation pull request about that.
Yeah, that's where I stumbled across it.
Okay, my question. As of my current knowledge, in an environment, I can have multiple Puppet servers, but only one Puppet CA instance. So I have to route the certificate requests to one specific server. Would this new approach allow me to also scale the endpoints I need to talk to register the CA?
That's a good question. I would assume it would allow you to have multiple, but I'm just spitballing right now. I mean, I would have to dig deeper to be able to give you an authoritative answer to that. But in general, I think it should be possible to have multiple Puppet CAs.
Good. So?
So, okay, if there are no more questions, then thank you very much. You've been a lovely audience.